The ship's bombing highlighted how economically depressed Yemen was a source of young recruits for al-Qaeda. America Abroad's Sean Carberry traveled to Yemen to see if that's still the case.
Aden is the balmy port city that was once a jewel in the British Empire. It's since lost much of its luster. Aden and southern Yemen as a whole has been a center of discontent ever since North and South Yemen merged in 1990. One Tuesday afternoon, a few young men and boys were standing on a corner around a foosball table. As soon as I began to speak with them, about three dozen more, ranging from 8 to 30 years old, swarmed around me.
Most of the people here are below 30. They never go to finish their study and they don't work. They're just going around the area doing nothing.
So what do they do all day long?
Basically, in the morning they are sleeping until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They do nothing.
Do they have schools in this neighborhood and are they any good?
The government building many schools without concentrating on to improve the educational services. And also the people here, they have many children, they need to address these problems. If I cannot eat, why I have to bring many children?
I'm Buthaina Al-Aryani. I'm the HIV and youth specialist in UNICEF. If we don't really address young people, ensure that they have the proper life skills to deal with life, and ensure that they have the right skills to get employed in the future, whether in Yemen or outside Yemen.
But it's not just uneducated people who are being recruited by terrorists in Yemen.
We have created sort of false expectation because of our weak educational system before university created weak graduates, so we get weak output from the universities.
Mohammed Kubaidi is a professor at Sana'a University. He presented a paper on Yemen's poor educational system back in 1999. It was an attempt to send a warning that the country was creating a generation of graduates with little hope.
The graduates for the past 10 years are even worse than those. They're graduates, they've got false expectations, they think themselves as doctors, accountants, teachers, and so on, and they can't get work. This is, I think, the real pool for terrorism.
Everyone I talked to in Yemen stressed the importance of draining the pool. Because of the al-Qaeda presence in the fragile state, young people without hope or opportunities are often easily recruited. But people acknowledge that given the litany of problems and obstacles in the country, draining the pool isn't something that can happen overnight.
My name is Abdul Karim Al-Aryani, political advisor of the president. Yemen is a very poor country with resources. The economy is so weak that it cannot become a job-creating economy.
We have a dilemma here where you have lots of power at the center that is not being utilized to carry out the reforms that are needed to save the country.
Abdul Rani Al-Aryani is Abdul Karim's nephew and a vociferous critic of Yemen's government. He says that while he believes the government has the potential to solve its problems, he's not convinced the awareness or the will is there.
What has been going on for many, many years is ad hoc, day-to-day management of problems as these problems continue to grow and grow. Now, they have grown to a point where we fear that the country is at risk.
Yemen's paltry oil supply makes up 70% of the country's revenue, and it's predicted to run out in 10 to 20 years. So it's unlikely that Yemen is going to create the millions of jobs needed. Many in the government and private sector are looking to Yemen's neighbors. Gregory Johnson is a PhD candidate at Princeton University and a leading expert on Yemen.
I would absolutely agree that this is probably the single most important step that could be taken to reduce extremism, to help stabilize Yemen.
This statement is followed by the word but. Gregory Johnson says that the Gulf countries view Yemenis as potential terrorists and don't want to give them jobs. Plus, Gulf countries already have workers from South Asia filling their low-skilled positions. So if Yemen is unable to create jobs or export workers, that means the volatile situation in the country will persist for the foreseeable future, and terrorist recruiters will continue to have fertile ground. For The World, I'm Sean Carberry, Aden, Yemen.